Connect time, Bob FM. And if there are any clowns out there who want to rent this horn, it is available for rent by the hour if you need it.
Good to know.
Just another one of our services that we provide on Bob FM, the Bob Almanac, brought to you again. It had been said before that the Bob Almanac was unsellable. Unsponsorable.
Nobody would want to put their name on the Bob Almanac, but it has changed.
Lefebvre Companies have put their name on the Bob Almanac.
Nice job.
They are now hiring company drivers, owner operators, and carriers. Lefebvre Companies. Thanks for being a part of the Bob Almanac. Today, it's Tuesday, and we've made it to June 5, 156th day of the year, 209 days left to go. We're encroaching on the midway part of the year already, Neil.
Hard to believe.
Hard to believe. We're getting close to the summer solstice. That's on the 21st.
Longest
That's
day of the year.
That's just 2 weeks away from this Thursday. Benjamin Franklin, this date, 1752. You know, they think that he was doing it to prove that lightning was a form of electricity. I think he just did it to prove that he could fly a kite. People were questioning his dexterity. You know, he's kind of a short, roly-poly kind of guy. You can't even fly a kite, Franklin.
Yeah, he did. He did not look like an athlete at all.
No, not at all, but he did. He flew a kite. He had a little key on there, and he was able to demonstrate that lightning is electricity. There's a flow of electrons, Neil, and that's what you need for electricity. So 1752, kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal.
Where would we be without electricity?
We wouldn't be right here.
Somebody else would have discovered it.
I think so.
1884, U.S. Civil War General William Tecumseh Sherman, Civil War hero. I mean, he pretty much just marched right through Atlanta, did he not?
Torched it. Yeah, he took it down. Well, burned it to the ground.
Well, this date, the Republicans wanted him to be their nominee for president in 1884. He said no.
Really?
I will not accept if nominated and will not serve if elected. End quote from William T. Sherman. He just didn't want any part of it.
Take this nomination and shove it.
1944 as part of... Now, we were getting ready for D-Day. We are one day away.
Right.
This date, 1944, General Eisenhower received favorable weather reports. Remember, it was supposed to be, I think, today. They were going to do it June 5th. And a couple of weeks ago, Eisenhower looked at the forecast and he said, you know, it looks like we're going to have some fog, so we're going to move it. So on this date, he goes, okay, weather looks good. We're going to do it June 6th. Mm-hmm. That same date. In preparation for D-Day, Operation Tonga, first British gliders touched down. There were Allied troops in France behind the lines even before the landing because they took gliders down and landed on French soil on this date. And also, this date, 1944, Erwin Rommel, who was the field marshal for German forces in France, he took a leave of absence on this date. Did he know something was coming, or did he not know?
I don't know.
Did he not know? There's nothing coming. I'm going to go on vacation for a little bit. We've got this whole France thing figured out.
Yeah.
And then, of course, lo and behold, he was wrong. 1944. 1947, real historical audio on the Almanac today.
The initiative, I think, must come from Europe. The role of this country should consist of friendly aid in the drafting of the European program and of later support of such a program, so far as it may be practical.
You know the Marshall Plan. You refer to it as Gary Marshall producing every sitcom that was ever on during the 70s and 80s. That's your vision of the Marshall Plan.
Yes.
But on this date, that was actually Secretary of State George C. Marshall talking at Harvard University about the Marshall Plan to help rebuild war-torn Europe.
That was him.
That was him actually talking this date, 1947. Also on this date, how about this? You know Ghost Riders in the Sky. You've heard that song.
Many times.
Right?
Love it.
This is the original version.
Who is that now?
Stan Jones is the man who wrote that song. The actual title of the song is Riders in the Sky. They added the ghost part of it, and sometimes in parentheses, I think the Johnny Cash version has it in parentheses.
Yeah.
But that was, and there have been a number of artists that have
My all-time favorite will be Outlaws. Heard November 18th. Right. The Outlaws.
So Ghost Riders in the Sky, a cowboy legend. Actually, that was also part of the title. It was Riders in the Sky, colon, a cowboy legend. That was released on this date by Stan Jones. Some country music history for you here. Also on the Almanac. 1959, this date, Bob Dylan graduated from Hibbing. I'd like to see his senior portrait. Did he do the thinking man? Do you think maybe he was like hanging, like maybe leaning up against an old wagon wheel?
Sure.
Or against a tree?
I don't know. Maybe, yeah, a tree. I mean, he's in
maybe with his guitar. Hibbing
or Duluth, yeah.
So, and you know, and within just a few years, he was in Greenwich Village. So you go from Hibbing to Greenwich Village. Talk about a change. But Bob Dylan, this day, graduating from high school. I don't know if he was valedictorian or salutatorian. Do you know that?
I don't know that. Something tells me. I don't know. I can't say. I'll look that up.
Nice. 1959. How about 1968? That was a sad day.
Very sad.
The Associated Press Bulletin. Senator Robert Kennedy, shot during an election night victory appearance early today, was given the last rites of the Roman Catholic Church at about 1 a.m. The Reverend Thomas Picha said he administered the rites to the wounded senator in the emergency room of the Central Receiving Hospital.
Sirhan Sirhan, arrested for the attack at the hotel in California, just won the California primary. He was going to be the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party. I think he was well on his way.
I do believe so.
But in 68, gunned down on this date. William, what was the song by Dion? It was Abraham Martin and John.
Yeah.
But he also mentions
Bobby in there.
Yep. It's not in the title, but it is in the song.
It's got to be a morning after.
Part of the Kennedy curse, Neil.
Yeah, it is.
If we can.
Maureen McGovern, I mean, she changed our lives on this date. 1972, the singer quit her job as a full-time secretary for a new career as a full-time singer. And we're all better for it. That was in 72. Let's remember the Velvet Fog today. Now that's some good scatting going on right there.
One of my all-time favorites.
Are you a big fan of the scat?
I'm a big fan of Mel.
Mel Torme passed away this date. He was 73, 1999. He had great appearances on Seinfeld and Night Court.
Yeah.
Remember Harry T. Stone had his picture, and then he appeared on at least one episode that I can remember. So 1999, we lost Mel Torme. 1988, let's go back ahead of that. Let's rewind out of order here, which is okay. The longest champagne cork flight. Somebody flew a champagne cork out of a champagne bottle. They'd do a lot of shaking up. Yep. Sound effect provided by Neil Freeman.
Got it.
I could never do that. 177 feet 9 inches in New York on
this
date.
That's impressive.
You don't want to be close to that.
A bit of the bubbly.
That would take your eye out. And
yeah,
this date, 2004 in the news, we go to Dan Rather.
Former President Ronald Reagan died of pneumonia this afternoon at his home in California. His death brings to a close a remarkable life that bridged the worlds of entertainment, politics, and statesmanship. And the word of his passing comes from the very weekend that the United States and its allies are commemorating the...
That was this day, Dan Rather reporting on the death of Ronald Reagan. He was 93, had been battling Alzheimer's disease. As you heard, he died of pneumonia. He lived quite the life, from radio to acting, movies, TVs.
He did it all.
And then, of course, on to being a governor of California and eventually the man who brought down communism. Brought down the wall, brought down the Iron Curtain, ended the Cold War.
Yep. Pretty impressive. One of our best presidents.
Although,
I think most experts would agree.
It would seem to me we've got some kind of a Cold War going on now with Russia.
Yeah.
With all the tampering and things, but not the Cold War. So that was 2004. Birthdays today. Robert Kraft. He liked the team so much, he bought the team. New England Patriots. He bought them from Victor Kiam, the Patriots, from the Remington Remington Razor guy.
Yeah.
That was Victor Kiam. Robert Kraft has taken the Patriots to new heights. Before, they were just a well-groomed team under Victor Kiam. I mean, they were always nicely shaved.
Yes, right? They were. Groomed.
And now Robert Kraft. How many Super Bowls have they won now? Eagles, what is it, five or six? I think it's six. Were they going for seven, but the Eagles turned them away?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
Six. Where's our fact check?
I've got something.
I'll look that up.
All right. Virtual Neil, even when Neil is here.
I get virtual Neil.
Can you
Neil.
Believe that? It's like Neil on demand. Robert Kraft.
Look that up.
Robert Kraft is 77 today.
It started March of 64, 16 years ago. We were hired by Johnny Cash to open up his show. Four boys, one.
You know these guys.
I do.
The Statler Brothers.
For the next 8.5 years, we got paid by cash.
We got paid by Cash, the story of how the Statler Brothers began with Johnny Cash leading him along. Much like he helped out the Oak Ridge Boys, he kind of discovered the Statler Brothers and one of the Reed brothers, Don Reed. Harold is their bass player. Don is, I guess he's a tenor, maybe baritone. I'm not sure where he would fall in, but he sang lead on a lot of their songs. Don Reed is did I say he sang lead?
Lead, yeah.
Okay, sang was, lead. Yeah, lead. Don Reed sang lead. Mm-hmm. He is 73. Happy birthday to him.
There ain't no jail tight enough to lock me. There ain't no man big enough to stop me. I'll be there if you ever want me by your
Neil, have you forgotten Gail Davies?
Boy, she can slip through the cracks.
Yeah. Seems like you have. You don't sing her songs when you're walking around the halls here at Bob FM.
Not like I used to.
She had a handful of top tens.
Yeah.
She had that song about grandma. And then this one, I'll Be There. Gail Davies is 70. Happy birthday to her today. You know what you're doing with your money? This gal will tell you what to do with your money.
You don't have enough money. You're getting older. You need to start acting older and wiser when it comes to decisions you make with your money.
Susie Orman denied at 67 today.
Pretty good.
Kenny G on the saxophone. He's an alto saxophone kind of guy.
I wish I would have played the saxophone.
Yeah, you chose poorly.
I did.
I was forced into my French horn.
I was too, actually.
Really, you were?
Yeah.
Bullied. I
mean, my brother was a French horn player.
Band class bullying.
Yeah, they assumed I had to be one too.
62 for Kenny G. Do you watch the Goldberg Show? The father on there is hilarious.
I don't.
Tasty.
Oh, hang on. You messed it up there.
All right, let's try that again.
Big Tasty? Who's Big Tasty?
It's me. It's my rap name.
Your rap name should be Big Pain in My Ass. Now get out of here. Go play in the street.
Go play in the street. Jeff Garlin is the father on Goldberg.
Encouraging his kid to go play in the street.
And he is 56. A big happy birthday going out to him today.
Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. That way Lumberg can't see me. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
Yeah, I just stare at my desk. But it looks like I'm working.
Sounds like the first hour of the Bob Morning Show.
Sure does.
That is Ron Livingston, who played Bob on Office Space. He's 51 today, Office Space. So that is a good one, isn't it? It's very good. You're like a dream come true. Brian McKnight. He's back at one. Mark Wills had a country hit with this. Brian McKnight, 49 today.
I look stupid.
No, you don't. You look dapper.
I don't. I look like Snuggles' accountant.
Come on, it's not that bad.
John, I look like something you give your kid when you tell him grandma died.
Mark Wahlberg there with Ted, the talking teddy bear. Mark sure. Wahlberg has been in a lot of things. Marky Mark and the Fun Bunch to start out in his career. Good Vibrations. He's also been a Calvin Klein. You and Mark Wahlberg have two things in common.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've acted with a stuffed animal.
Right.
And you have been in a Calvin Klein underwear commercial.
Well, I think most of it was on the cutting room floor.
Mark Wahlberg, 47. Mike Fisher, married to Carrie Underwood, playing for the Nashville Predators.
I think he's re-retired now.
Yeah, yeah, at 38, he's getting up there. And our DJ, producer, MC of the day is DJ Mustard, who did it in the conservatory with a candlestick.
With the candlestick.
DJ Mustard is 28.
It's nice to see that Colonel Mustard, you know, passed on the name.
Right.
Gone, but not forgotten today. We start in the Old West, where I love to start, with the lawman, Pat Garrett. He was the guy who, speaking of bringing down people, he brought down Billy the Kid. He was the sheriff of Lincoln County. You've heard of the Lincoln County Wars.
You're comparing Pat Garrett to Ronald Reagan?
Well, just bringing down, you know, he was a criminal. He was number one. He would have been number one on the FBI's most wanted.
Ouch.
Pat Garrett was the guy, born on this day, 1850. Mexican outlaw, revolutionary General Pancho Villa. Pancho Villa was somewhat of a cult hero in Mexico in the 1900s as part of their Revolutionary War. That is. Actor William Boyd, he was Hopalong Cassidy.
I thought I could trust you, kid. Why aren't you up in that shack?
Because she's a blasted, tricky little coyote.
Wait a minute, kid. Pretty wild talk about a lady.
Hey, don't talk about a lady like that to hop along.
No, not to hop along. He'll take his 10-gallon hat and wrap you over the melon.
Why was he hop along? Did he slap the figure four leg lock on his his opponents, and then they'd have to hop away?
It's the way he took him
down.
Or
did he have one leg that was shorter than the other?
Actually, his horse Topper had only three legs and was a bit of a hop along. There he is. William Boyd played that character for many, many years and other things. 1895. Football Hall of Famer Art Donovan. You remember him? He played most of his career as a defensive lineman with the Baltimore Colts. Then showed up on Johnny Carson. Very funny guy. You and I both think he reminds us a little bit of Curly from the Three Stooges. Big man. He wrote a book called Fatso, and that's what his teammates called him when he played. Art Donovan, 1924.
12 o'clock high. A QM production. Starring Robert Lansing.
He's the guy.
He is the guy. Robert Lansing in that Quinn Martin production. The mid-60s drama, 12 o'clock high, about the... remember the name of his plane, Jim?
I don't.
Piccadilly Lily.
Oh,
sure, sure. World War II bomber movie there for Robert, our television program.
Based on a movie, Lansing. From the late 40s, right?
Right, I believe that is correct. And let's do one more here. Actor Daniel Van Bargum.
He was unforgettable as one of George Costanza's bosses on Seinfeld.
Oh, sure.
It gets worse. The team working on the statue in Lafayette Square kind of over-smoothed it. They ground the head down to about the size of a softball. That spells trouble.
All right, well, why don't we smooth the head down to nothing, stick a pumpkin under its arm, and change the nameplate to Ichabod Crane.
That's it. I'm out of here. That's all.
That's pretty good. Yeah. 1950 for Daniel Von Bargen. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
He's kind of like you as far as a boss.
Yeah.
Mr. Kruger from Seinfeld.
Right.
From Kruger Industrial Smoothing. Are you ready for the quiz?
It is Almanac Quiz for
Almanac
Moondance
quiz.
Jam
Moondance,
and Country Fest
Moondance
tickets.
Jam and Country Fest tickets. Maureen McGovern, on this date, gave up one job to become a full-time singer. And again, we were better for it. She sang the theme from The Poseidon Adventure, Morning After. She sang the theme from the great TV show starring Donna Pescow called Angie. She sang the theme to that. She also put to words the spoken lyrics, and not really lyrics, but the dialogue of when Miss Lane was flying with Superman Superman the movie.
Yes.
Can You Read My Mind? She took that and put that to music.
How
Maureen
good
McGovern.
Was that?
Where would we have been without that? So Maureen McGovern gave up one thing to become a full-time singer. What was that full-time job that she gave up to become a full-time singer? If you know it, call right now. The number, Neil?
763-450-0100. Just be the first correct caller with the correct answer, and we'll send you and three of your friends to Moondance Jammin' Country Fest 2 weeks from Thursday.
All right. Colin Ray right now, Tuesday, just about to wrap up a Tuesday Bob Morning Show. It's been a pretty good one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Total Country Bob FM.
I came in as the sun.